Welcome!
Friends want some Bob. Why don't you know, dude? When you don't stop.
Welcome, guys, ladies, gents, mans, things, creatures. Thank you for tuning in to the 20th episode.
You gotta plug your phone in.
What?
Okay. I'll plug it in then.
I mean, it's at like full battery, so it's not gonna die. Oh, your phone.
Yeah.
I was like, hi. I was like,
if you're not gonna plug yours in.
Fair. Mine's a little spotty though, so I'd make sure it's charging.
Oh. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the the Animane Podcast.
TMG is what we want
to
be.
Hello, and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast.
I'm your host.
It wasn't that long ago. Doesn't feel that long ago compared to the last podcast.
It's literally been a week.
This week went by fast.
Yeah, dude. It's because I got something to look forward to on the weekend. That's why it's going by quick for me, I feel like. But
I do. I just look put together. I just look forward to the weekend.
The only thing I look forward to every day is the gym, and then everything else sucks, and I want to just go to bed right after the gym and wake up the next day for the gym again, and just go. I hate everything else I do.
I wake up and look forward to going to sleep.
Yeah, me too.
That's like it.
That's life these days.
When I go to sleep, I don't want to wake up ever again.
Especially, I feel like I've had some dreams lately where it's just been like pure bliss and I don't want to wake up.
Yeah,
and then I wake up and I'm like, damn, my life is so shitty.
Dude, you don't even know. I can't even get onto it. I can't even get into this on the podcast. It's just it's too personal. But
fuck yeah. We're personal. We're diving deep into our inner psyche, our dreams.
This is not for the people who casually watch us sometimes.
Sigmund Freud would be proud.
So, what do we have to talk about?
Anything. It's a podcast.
Caden said he had something to talk about.
Yeah, we have some things to talk about. Let's just start bringing up topics.
What have you guys done productive in the last week?
The gym.
Absolutely nothing.
Me as well. Nothing.
The gym and some homework here and there.
I was sick, so I got put out of work most of the week, but I'm going back tomorrow, so I've just been being a bum all day and just watching shit, reading manga. Almost caught up on Nana. I read like a bunch one night. Dude, it is getting so good right now.
It's kind of boring right now. I'm on chapter 11, or volume 11.
Chapter 11.
It's
just Blast doing stuff with their label, and Hachi's doing fucking nothing.
That's just how it is sometimes, guys.
Is Ren on fucking heroin?
He's on coke.
He's on coke?
Yeah.
Because Yasu said that he was using again, and then Nana said he was looking skinny. Dude, Ren is...
There was literally a panel, like, a few chapters ago. He's like... in the bathroom, like, snorting cocaine.
Oh, man.
Yeesh, the life of a rock star, right, guys?
Yeah. When in doubt, snort.
That cow.
The cow.
Yeah.
Smoke the cow.
I've been reading a bunch of mangas here and there. I finished Welcome to the NHK, which was cool, but the ending sucked. I started reading Fire Punch, and I'm 4 chapters in. It's cool.
Let's go, guys. Fire Punch.
I read 2 volumes of Bleach today, which is super fun.
Fire Punch is so fucking good, dude.
I started this one manga that's literally 8 chapters long, and it's called Downfall. And so far, it's about this guy that just finished a 8-year manga that he wrote. And he's just steadily on the downfall, and he's starting to hate life, and he's just losing everything. So it's sad. But it's good.
I might give that a read.
It's only 8 chapters, so you could literally read it in like an hour if you wanted to.
Fire Punch has been in my favorites on Zetsu for like
2 years.
2 years at this point, yeah. It's been on there so long.
It's so good, man.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool.
How many chapters is it?
It's like 80. No. Yeah, it's like 80. That's why I picked it up, because it's shorter.
It's a bit short.
Is it shorter than like Chainsaw Man Part 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the pages, are like the chapters still like 20 pages? Yeah. Are they like 40?
They're like 20, like 20 to 25.
Hmm.
It's good, dude. It's so good.
I could probably bust that out in a day. Just like I did in Chainsaw Man. Well, not true, but...
Dude, so much happens in Fire Punch. It feels so long.
Yeah, I mean, so far, so four long. Chapters, it feels like it's been pretty long. It's only four chapters.
So four chapters. Much happens, dude. So much happens.
Like, within the first two chapters, there's like a, what, 10 or 15 year time jump? But you just it's go eight. Over it in like a couple pages.
It's 8 years, yeah. 8 years, he's just wandering around on fire.
Yep.
Damn. Homie's just walking around.
Because he has regenerative abilities and he's practically immortal. And then this other guy who has fire abilities lights him on fire and the flame doesn't go out until the fuel source has been destroyed. But since he's immortal, he can't die. So he's constantly regenerating burning flesh.
So he's constantly in pain.
Just, he's literally on fire.
But he's starting to, like, he starts to learn how to control it and, like, make sure that bend the fire's not at his head. Or he can, like, breathe normally and, like, mm-hmm. actually use it to his advantage.
Is he a firebender? Can he control
it? No, he can't control it, but what he touches, like, it spreads. And yeah. So he pretty much has that same ability as the other
guy. So he kind of, like, learns to use that as his own weapon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. pretty much. It's pretty cool.
But he's, like, in constant pain. Like, he doesn't sleep.
And it's set in, like, this winter wasteland.
Right? Yeah, there's this, like, a fire
antagonist called, the Ice Witch, who mm-hmm. has, like, lit the world. It was just freezing. It's just constantly snowing, blizzards, freezing.
Yeah.
And so, like, humans are, like, fucking suffering everywhere.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
It's cool.
I added it way back when because I heard the synopsis, and all I heard was that... He has regenerative abilities, but, like, his village or something, they're, like, starving, so he has to, like, cut off his own hand to, like,
yeah,
feed
they're
it.
All cannibals.
They all eat it.
They all eat him.
I was like, damn, that's interesting. I was like, I'll add it.
It's something.
Yet to read
dude,
it.
It's fucked up. It is fucked up.
It's good.
It's worse than Chainsaw Man. The shit that happens in there, dude.
Already, it's way darker.
God damn.
Way darker.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. The tone is just way more dim and sad.
I love it, though, dude.
Yeah.
I got that and Poon Poon to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
After Nana.
Yeah. I think you should read Poon Poon first.
I was going to ask, should I read Poon Poon or Fire Punch first?
Poon Poon. Go for it. Have fun.
Have fun. You just tell him to have fun with Poon Poon?
Yeah. Have fun getting depressed.
Yeah. Have fun not being able to think about anything else for 2 weeks after. Dude.
2 weeks?
I still think about it all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
that's fucking crazy.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Doesn't
really mess with you that bad.
It's fucked up, dude. Especially, this is where I am in life.
Guys, I relate to Poon Poon so much.
I do, guys. I am Poon Poon.
I'm such a bird.
Gonna snap at any moment.
I just got shivers, dude. Guys, I'm just like the bird.
I was watching our last podcast, and we definitely need a mic.
We do. Eventually, one day.
I mean, yeah, you can hear us, but mics in a better setup would be optimal at some point.
All we need to do is just get some clip-on mics, like, right here, and, like, hook it to your phone somehow, and boom.
Yeah, and then I can just talk like this the whole time. Hey, guys! What's going on?
Just ear rape it?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark.
Top of the morning to you, ladies. My name is Jesse Africa. How's it going, girls? My name is PewDiePie!
What's up? It's Dashy!
And welcome back to Super Mario. Welcome back to Soup.
Super Mario Maker.
Welcome back to Soup. It's Dashy!
I was on TikTok the other day and this girl was like, guys, it's so crazy that, like, Germa is still alive.
It is.
Dude, I saved my first Germa video on TikTok yesterday. It's like, happy birthday, Miku! For me, Jeremy!
It was so funny. He's so funny, dude.
He was like playing some random game and then someone told him to say hi or happy birthday to Miku. He was just... I gotta start watching his
videos. Dude, he's always like... just on something, dude. He's always cracked out. It's so funny.
I wanna watch Germa. I gotta... Got a video of Morse Critical playing NBA 2K23.
What?
You took this off?
Well, I mean, it was already hanging off anyway, so I figured just rip it off. Because I know you guys were, like, playing with it, and it was literally hanging on by, like, one...
One...
Staple.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. So I just ripped it off.
I love Thursdays. It's like my, it's my Fridays.
It's my Friday too.
I don't got nothing going on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I can like stay up late. Even though I'm exhausted and tired right now, and I kind of just want to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm definitely exhausted.
Dude, I made a mistake. Last night, I was playing with Devin and Ashley and Sam on Fortnite for like until like 1. And I usually go to the gym at 4. So I was like, dude, how am I going to fucking like go to bed and then go to the gym? And I don't really want to go in the afternoon. So I was like, I'll just go to the fucking gym right now, 1 in the morning. Why not? Took that pre-workout. Yeah, took the pre-workout. Went to the gym. It was all great. Could not fall asleep until like 7 in the morning. Dude, I went to bed and woke up at like 2. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to come over. I just woke up.
You don't have like work?
I only had class.
Oh.
I have a job interview tomorrow.
For what?
For Maverick. And if that doesn't work out, this guy's going to hook me up with a job at Home Depot.
How much did they pay? Maverick would be like so easy.
I think Maverick's like 14 or 15 an hour. Which is super solid, plus it's on the street. Plus, when you're on the shift, 50% off everything in the store. So you can just, like, that's so good.
Is that for, like, gas, too?
I don't think so.
Fucking doubt that.
I don't think it's 50% off for gas.
It's, like, 50% off it's gas. Like, it's, like, start working on them?
It's on shift. So, like, while you're working, you can, like, go get a snack, and it's 50% off instead of paying full price for it, obviously.
So instead of a $2 drink, you can get a $1 drink now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So I'll have a job, hopefully, by next week. Also, making some money. Finally. Money. I don't want to do DoorDash anymore.
What's DoorDash like? Like, walk me through, like, when you start
DoorDash. Okay, so you have to just either schedule a time, or you have to, like, work when it's busy. Mm-hmm. And usually it's busy, obviously, around, like, lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. And if it's busy, you can just go straight out and go whenever. But if it's not busy, you have to schedule a certain time. So you can either schedule a time or go out when it's busy. And when you go out, you'll just drive out to areas, you have a map, and it'll show you, like, some hot spots, and it's like, here, go here, and there's an order you can pick up, and then it'll be like, you, ding, ding, here you go, order, do you want to confirm this order? And it's like, oh, $4 for this, just go here and drop it off. Or it's like, sometimes it's big, it's like, $14, do this. And I was like, holy shit. So basically, you just get the order, it takes you to the restaurant, you wait for them to get your food, take the food, and then they usually leave instructions like, leave at my door, most likely it's leave at my door, sometimes it's like, hand to me. And you'll just give it to them, and then you'll just confirm the delivery by, like, taking a picture where you left the food at the door, and you just move to the next one. So it's easy, but it's just kind of lame. It's just kind of boring.
Prior to you doing DoorDash a little bit, I thought everyone who did DoorDash only made their money from tips, but you get some...
You get pay, but it's mainly tips. Yeah. Like, I made... $14 and like the original order was like, oh, $5, but they put like a massive tip on it.
Dude, it's crazy. I think there's people out there that DoorDash is their job, like their main source of income. Yeah.
In bigger cities, I could understand it, but St. George's is just so like,
yeah,
meh.
Like when you say about like scheduling times, I wonder like if anyone in St. Well, probably not because everywhere closes early in St. George, but like I remember in Phoenix, you could DoorDash like at any time.
Yeah,
obviously
pretty
it's
much.
A bigger city.
I've watched a few DoorDash videos, too, to, like, try to get more strategic and good at the job when I first started. And these people, some people are making so much money, but they're living in, like, massive cities like LA and shit.
Yeah, there's always going to be DoorDash in big cities.
It's always going to be very busy, and they'd never probably have to ever schedule times.
No.
You can also, like, earn by the hour or earn by commissions. Never earn by the hour.
No?
No. It's just a scam. Because they only... count the time that you're actually on an order. So when you're driving around and you don't have an order and you're trying to get an order, you're not like on
you're
the
not
clock.
On the clock.
Exactly.
That's
so
stupid.
Don't earn by order or don't earn by time, earn by order.
Okay.
It's just
so you could
like you guys are ever gonna do that, but I'm just saying like shit like
no,
that.
I'm lying.
It's cool.
I've thought about it just like as a side little like making a couple bucks, you know.
I think still if I get a job I might here and there if I have some free time just go out and do some orders.
I mean I could like easily do it on weekends when I'm free probably like Friday night and Saturday is probably a good time to do it. So
I always go at dinner time. It's like usually like 4 to 8 on like weekdays are just like pure times where you just constantly get order after order after order.
Yeah, I've had experiences of me ordering DoorDash late at night and there's like no drivers out so my order just gets canceled.
Yeah.
I ordered McDonald's one time and it was like 30 minutes go by and there's no Dasher picking up my food. I'm like, man, I'm hungry. When's my food coming? And then couple of months later, it's like, sorry, you'll get your money back. Refund. You had to cancel.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! I'm hungry!
But yeah, that's DoorDash.
Yeah, I think I might do that on my bike.
Yeah, on your bike? That'd be good. You just put the food in the back of your little hatch and stuff. Yeah.
There's a guy on TikTok that does DoorDash, but he only uses his bicycle. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah, he does it like around big cities. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, you don't have to pay for gas or anything, so that's...
He has like a little like refrigerated pouch.
Yeah, he has like his pouch in the back that he puts the food in and just drives around the big city with the food.
Smart.
Those are the people that are really winning.
Brock can get like 30 miles per hour on that bike. He goes.
Travels. Let's just get in the workout.
Mm-hmm.
True. Maybe I need to do that.
Yeah, DoorDash, if you're listening, sponsor us. I work for you.
Yeah, let's do use code anime to get 20% off your first order.
I have a DoorDash debit card that they sent me through the mail that I can use for, like, way cheaper DoorDash orders if I want to ever do that.
A DoorDash credit card?
It's a debit, I think. Or it's a credit. I don't know. I've, like, never even used it.
What do you use it for? Like, to buy... you buy stuff with it? Or
yeah.
It's interesting. I didn't know.
I also have that bag.
Such a thing existed?
You know how my sunshade, it was, like, broken and it doesn't, like, stay up, so I can't keep it to the side? Like the sunshade that comes down,
you know?
No.
Like in your car?
Yeah.
Like the sunroof?
No, the block, the fucking, it has like a mirror on it too, if you like. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What is this called?
I don't know.
I see.
Mine was broken and it won't like stay up, so it's always like hanging down, so I have to keep it to the side so I can actually see what I'm driving. I ended up just tearing it off the other day. It's sitting on the floor of my car right now.
Nice.
R.I.P. You will be missed.
It was just, every time I'd like turn, it would just like start swaying out in front of me, and I just like smack it, and eventually I just.
This looks like the blunder gap. Look down it. Doesn't it kind of look like the blunder gap?
I can see it. It's like, oh my gosh, acid gap.
Guys, I love the acid gap. And the magma gap, right guys?
And the volcano.
That's
the
one. Oh, yeah, thing magma. I like about Blood of the Dead is the magma gas.
And the ventriloquic
withering, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the ventriloquic withering.
I love zombies.
Guys, tonight we're streaming Blood of the Dead Easter egg, then we're gonna go right into Alpha Omega, then we're gonna go right into Nine, and then we're gonna go right into Tog, and then we're gonna go right into Voyage, and then we're round 150 classified.
And then Nine, and then also Blood of the Night. Blood of the Night.
Dude, it's going to be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon by then.
Yeah. More like,
we're doing Easter eggs for charity.
Yep.
We're gonna E for C.
$10 guys. Is our goal.
$10.
Please.
Anything.
Me and Jackson tried, he's like, we should, you know, do Easter egg week too. Let's do IW. So like, okay, let's play zombies in Spaceland to like warm ourselves up, like refresh ourselves. I don't know what happened whenever I moved back, but my Wi-Fi just cannot handle anything these days. I just keep lagging out.
Yeah, dude. I think I hear Tucker losing a fight and he's getting killed.
Good. I can hear too.
Good.
We tried playing Raven the Redwoods, and Kane just kept lagging out, but I really want to try all the other maps.
Raven the Redwoods was cool. I don't have all the maps, do I?
You do. I think you bought the season pass version, because we both bought it when it was on sale.
I'm pretty sure that's... well, you guys said you would only buy it if it was a season pass.
I remember, I was like, I will only buy Infinite Warfare for the season pass if it goes on sale. And finally, one random week in May, it goes on sale. And I'm like, yes!
You even remember the day, May.
It was in May, I remember that. Because it was the week before graduation.
True.
I play Doom Guy right now.
Dude, didn't mean you buy Doom. Like, one of the old ones. We played it for a little bit, or was that just me?
Yeah, you fucking made me buy, like, Doom 3.
It's like, wasn't it like 99 cents?
Yeah.
It was like $1.
Yeah. And we played it once, and you said, yeah, I don't like this game. And never played it again.
We played it for, like,
hour. So. I'm the Doom guy. Once. He holds his guns, like...
yeah, he holds them right in front of him. Guys, I'm Leon from Resident Evil 4. I can't move on anything, guys.
Laser sight on it.
I want to try that out again, because when I first played it, when I game shared it from you, the camera controls were so shitty. I was like, I'm not playing this. I'll just wait for the remake.
It was ass, but once you get used to it, it's fun.
I have Doom 1 on the 360.
360.
Mm-hmm. I have, what's the newest Doom called?
Eternal.
I have that one.
Have you guys played the 2016 one?
I have the 2016 one as well.
I have not played it. I think we game shared them from you too as well. But I can't play them.
I remember when I bought Eternal. I bought the digital deluxe because it was on sale.
Oh.
I have a picture of it on my phone. I'm like, Logan, look what I got. It's your favorite game. And I never played it.
Guys, tonight we're going to be trying
Dead.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Open Beta. And true. That will really form my opinion if I'm going to buy this game.
True. I'm curious.
I've heard people say the multiplayer's fun, so I guess we'll see.
It looks... Third person.
You There's like a third person mode where, like, I guess if you tacticals, like... I only saw a clip, but he was, like, tactical sprinting or running.
And then when you, like, aim in, it goes straight to first person, then it comes right back out.
So that'll be interesting.
It's like Fortnite's third person with the
aiming. Yeah, I don't know. Third person Call of Duty, that seems weird. I don't know how that'll work.
I don't think I'll ever play in third person.
Me neither.
I wonder if it's, like, built in or if you can, like, turn it on and off.
Probably
toggle it.
Yeah. The opinion I have so far is, I don't know how I feel about it, actually.
I feel like Call of Duty...
sweaty, still.
I feel like Call of Duty's just in a weird spot right now.
They're all sweaty.
And, like, the mechanics just make it look stupid, and I keep hearing, like, they did something with, like, the red dot on the map, or, like, people shooting on the map, the red dot won't appear. And everybody hates it, but they have opted not to fix that issue.
I haven't heard anything about it at all. I didn't even know the open beta was out.
It came out today.
That's why.
The closed beta just ended like a few days ago, I think.
That's what it was. I thought it was the open beta. I'm like, oh, where is it? I can't download it. No.
Everybody was playing the closed beta.
It comes out in November, right?
That far away?
Probably.
I mean, they usually come out in October or November, the new codes.
Yeah. Damn, I hate life.
Is there going to be zombies?
Yeah, Treyarch's picking it up.
That'd be cool.
That's what they did in Vanguard, and it sucked.
Let's hope for a solo zombies game.
My fingers are stuck.
Let's hope for any good zombies content in the next 5 years, please.
I mean, zombies might just... It honestly just might be dead forever, because with the way Vanguard went, they're going to be like, we can't profit off of zombies anymore, because the DLC, there was no DLC. It was all free, and the map sucked. So they're like, we're going to cut the zombies development team. Everyone works on multiplayer. Zombies is never going to exist again.
What sucks, because Cold War set up such a cool storyline. And they teased stuff.
I have no reason to play COD then. Yeah. I have no reason to buy the new ones.
Yeah. As special ops, guys.
MW29 came out special ops, and it sucked, apparently.
Dude, I've been trying to play MW for so long, but you have to download extra shit to play it.
I finally played it. Remember?
It's so the night fucking
I played a couple games by myself.
MW 2019.
Yeah, because you have to have like the multiplayer pack 1, 2, 3, and also the special
and
ops
then
pack.
The campaign pack.
I own that game on disc. I thought I could easily.
I have it redownloaded.
Dude, that game easily takes up like 200 gigs.
Yeah, it's huge.
Fucking retarded.
Logan was over a while ago, and he's like, you guys should get into Destiny 2, and some coworkers, or a coworker has, like, suggested it to me. He's, like, super into Destiny, and it's, like, all he plays. I played Destiny 1 on the 360, and I enjoyed it, and I thought about getting Destiny 2. But I went on the screen, it's, like, 150 gigabytes to download, and it's just the base game, not even including all the other expansion passes they have.
I would never play Destiny, maybe not.
I don't care if it's free.
Me neither.
It has no interest. I have no interest in it.
Alright! I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark. What did you guys do last night on the 21st night of September?
Played Fortnite.
Watch the thing.
I played Fortnite as well.
Count of the years.
I'm working towards Spider-Gwen.
Count of the years. I'm still alive.
You did what with Spider-Gwen?
I'm working towards Spider-Gwen in the Fortnite.
Only good Battle Pass skin, by the way.
Only skin's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of generic, but she's good still.
I gotta admit, I was hot. Fortnite, Epic Games, style mustard. If you're listening, it was a little harsh. And the new season came out.
Yeah, a little harsh. Shit! You deleted the fucking game.
You deleted Fortnite?
I haven't deleted Fortnite. I don't think ever.
And you deleted it last night?
Yeah. I deleted it when the new season dropped.
On Sunday morning.
Why?
We played, like, literally a game or two, and he just deleted it.
He was two, I remember.
Yeah. He pissed off?
He just... Yeah, I don't even know why.
It's because of the... Because of the POI.
Throw out there?
Yeah. It's like some crumb that was on the floor.
You threw it outside?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright. Yeah. But it's cool. It's like definitely based off of Chapter 2, Season 8. Like, the parallels are so uncanny.
Oh yeah, I know which one that is.
I don't know if you've seen any of the Battle Pass, and I doubt you have. The skins are just so fucking bad. Yeah, like, people at Epic Games need to be fired. It's that bad.
What's wrong with them?
You have a Shin furry skin.
A what?
A furry. Oh,
it's nice. Like a goth Gen Z furry.
Is it cat. Hot?
Well, technically there's two furries because there's that bear thing too.
There's also a fucking stupid bear. There's like some black guy that's like super emo and Gen Z.
Is he hot?
He's zoomer.
No, he's so fucking... He's like skinny and nearly anorexic and probably on the brink of killing himself.
It looks like Jaden Smith. What the skin looks like.
It's just terrible. There's like an anime skin that's like kind of fine, and then Spider Gwen that's super fine.
She's tier 100, so you really gotta work for her.
Guess what?
That's how they reel you in.
I'm not gonna do shit for Spider Gwen. Especially not for Fortnite. Because
Alex hates Fortnite.
Yeah, I was playing with Devin and Sam yesterday. This guy too. And they just want to play zero builds all the time. And we ended up playing zero builds after you left.
How was that?
Fucking shitty. But we like won every game we played, but zero builds is so fucking boring.
Because I have coworkers at work that like talk to me about Fortnite, but they're talking like about zero build. Like they only play on that. I'm like, how? Like,
I mean, it's so boring.
Yeah. I like the building because it's what makes Fortnite Fortnite. So,
Fortnite.
We like Fortnite. Without it, it's just like PUBG or Warzone. Remember when you used to have to pay for PUBG to play it?
Remember when PUBG tried to sue Fortnite?
Yeah.
And they lost hard?
Yeah. I don't remember that. What was that?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, like right when Fortnite was getting massive.
That was funny.
When it was blowing up.
Gosh. I just keep thinking about the Black Ops 1 sounds of the 1911. Oh. Orgasmic.
You wanna tell Alex about our little swig experience with that gun today?
When Logan was here, Logan was like, dude, I wanna drink. I was like, well, Caden was saying he wanted to go get swigs. So we all hopped in the car and went to swig. And I brought this with me. Mm-hmm. And I just had it out with me like the whole time.
He was sitting passenger.
With Logan. And like, we're like taking the order. We're like taking orders or something. And I turn around to Caden and I'm like, Caden, how you doing? And I'm like aiming the gun at him and he's like looking scared. And we noticed that the guy that was taking our order was like acting a little weird. And then we got to the window and the girl at the window was acting weird too. And I was like, my gun was just out. And then we realized that this fucking gun looks nearly realistic. And they just...
Well, there's an orange tip.
People, they're kids. They're fucking tired. They don't know what a fucking gun looks like. They live in St. George, Utah.
I mean, literally, if you just painted that black, people would assume it's real.
Yeah. Unless they picked it up, then you know it's not. Because I know guns.
Because you're such a gun craft expert.
Gun craft?
Yeah, but yeah, usually, like, when they're taking orders in the driveline, they have you pay right there. But the kid's like, you just paid the window. Yeah. Like, that never happens. I thought about it. I was like, he probably said that because you were flashing the gun.
I was flailing it around and shit and, like, aiming it at Caden.
I'm like, dude, put it away. We're not trying to get pulled over.
That's funny.
On the drive back, you're still flailing it around.
I was like, guys, look at me.
Guys, I love guns.
It's just so fun to hold. I know I can't do anything to us.
I wish it was real. Become Demogorgon.
Can be a Demogorgon with this unless, yeah.
Not that.
You'd have to, like, go.
Maybe. It would just put holes.
Yeah, it wouldn't even blow it. Yeah. You need pellets just to...
Yeah.
Me and Jackson had we're having a funny time with your brother yesterday in the party.
And your sister.
Why?
I've never heard Noah laugh so hard in my entire life.
Ever heard him laugh.
Did you clip it?
I clipped it, but he's like, his voice not be like turned on to be heard in clips. So he can't hear it.
He can't hear it. It's so like, fucking sad.
Tell him to turn it on or turn it on for him. But we're like, he's playing 2K, I'm playing
Final Fantasy.
And Noah's playing something else.
Like Riders Republic or something.
And we're like making the like the Freddy noise, like, hor, 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 hor. And
Noah tries
doing it. And it's so bad. I'm like, uh-oh. The retard got out of class. He's running loose in the halls, and he just dies.
He's just like, dying.
Repeat it. What you just said?
He was laughing so hard. We had some funny conversations. I had him watching my old like Eater of Cats gaming videos.
Oh yeah.
He thought they were so funny. Him and Lexi both were watching a bunch of them.
We're talking about JoJo.
It's funny because in those videos, I was Noah's age.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Kind of surreal.
Yeah, they were watching those, and we were kept talking to Lexi and Noah, and Lexi would hop on the mic. They went Hotline Miami, and we were talking about Hotline Wyoming.
Yeah, we made our own spinoff.
Hotline Wyoming.
Yeah, you play as Buffalo, and your sidekick is Goatee. Instead of Chicken and Beard, it's Buffalo and Goatee.
Beard isn't a sidekick.
Always the. I don't play the chicken game.
Clearly.
Hotline Wyoming.
I thought it was so funny. Coming,
Hotline coming. Wyoming.
It's set in Nebraska.
True. Not even Wyoming. It's set in Nebraska.
Isn't Wyoming a state?
Yeah. And Nebraska is too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it called Wyoming?
Because Buffalo. And you kill Buffalo in the game too. And it's set in like the early 1800s when they killed off all the Buffalo in the Americas.
You have flintlock pistols.
He just plays a Rough Rider killing buffaloes.
Yeah, you ride trains just killing buffaloes.
And it's top down, too.
It's top down.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's just really like
Hotline Miami. Are they coming out with a third one?
No.
Never. Only two. Mm-hmm. A perfect duology.
Are they like direct sequels? Like they continue the story? Or are they like.
Yeah. It's prequel, sequel, and like a story within Hotline Miami.
What else were we talking about last night?
The political state of the world.
No,
I don't know.
How much longer we got, man?
You're always like this. We're like barely halfway. Last time I checked, it was 27 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're taking a nap. Wake me up when it's over.
What is it you said you had something to talk about? What?
I was just gonna say, not as good. That's all I was gonna say. That's getting good. That's all I had.
It's a good topic.
I was hoping to spark a conversation about manga. We did. We talked about that. So good on me.
Let's spark a conversation about your income.
Guys, me and Alex are living together now.
We should look for houses for right after the podcast.
Guys, we actually should, because I need to move out, too.
Why?
I need to move out by December, so can we, like, get a house by
December?
Like, by January, please?
Your grandparents are kicking you out?
Yeah, they don't want me there any longer than that.
But I thought your dad said maybe go to Georgia.
Well, that's why I wanted to go. That's why I wanted to go in December, so I wouldn't have to, like, find housing here for, like, another 4 months and then leave.
Okay, if we're going to be splitting rent three ways, we can probably afford something that isn't a one-bedroom, one-bath.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, me and Alex, we were just planning on sharing a bed, and the bath, and the sink, and the fridge.
And the stove.
And Lexi wants to move into.
Four rent, four-way.
Four-bedroom, four-bath.
House on Stonecliff.
I don't know how Lexi's going to pay rent, because she can't drive.
Does she have lens?
She does. Not anymore.
What happened?
She quit.
She did that much?
Yeah.
What grade is she in? Is she a junior? Sophomore?
Junior, I think. That's funny.
Well, two more years and she can move in with us. So you're at your breaking point with dealing with your parents and your family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of in that same way, too.
Dude,
I have nobody to deal with. I just am getting kicked out. Log.
I just need to get out soon.
There's, like, a new apartment complex in, like, the middle of town on Boulevard, right? or relatively new. I thought Brody's girlfriend lived there, but I remember she was like, I don't even know.
Last time I saw that guy was like a year ago. It's wild.
I think the last time I saw Brody was Sadie's.
I saw him
a year ago.
I saw my couch talk last year, which was in like April of 2021.
Dude, I didn't remember the last.
Oh, 2022. That was not even a year. That was months ago.
Time flies. Anyways, that's when I'm going to get three jobs.
Three. What's the second one? DoorDash.
DoorDash, electrician, and the
Topgolf.
The new Topgolf. Since I have Friday and Saturday off, I could work those 2 days, and then Sunday I can have to myself. I have 1 day off.
I hate Sundays.
That sounds so shitty, though.
That's what it takes for me to live on my own, because that's just the worst case scenario. Yeah. If I have to live by myself, but if you're going to be moving in, and you're going to be moving in,
I mean,
then I don't have to.
Like, when we were living in Phoenix, like, it was fun living with you guys. Like,
oh, it was super fun.
I mean, it'd be fun living with you guys, sharing an apartment.
It's only a few months, at least for me.
Yeah, you would be gone in like 4 months' time.
Why? You going to Georgia or something?
Probably like, actually, probably a little bit more than like 4 months. Somewhere in the summer, I'll
leave. Your grandparents aren't going to let you stick around until you have to move?
No.
Why?
I have no idea.
Damn.
Everybody questions it. I don't know. I just work here, guys. I don't know. I don't make the rules, I just follow them.
Yes, we should definitely look for places.
I found a couple.
You have to show me. For you guys that don't know, Alex came to me the other night. Two nights ago, three nights ago, something like that. It was super late at night, or when I read it, anyway. Mm-hmm. And he came to me with this proposition of moving out together, because we are both adults, and we still live with our parents, and having to abide by their rules, it isn't cutting it anymore. It's time for us to be your own people.
Now that I have a choice, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make the choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is growing up, y'all. You're watching us grow up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When we started this podcast, we were just immature little high school kids.
Juniors in high school.
Now we're
adults. This man was a mere guest star on one episode.
Yep. Now it's a regular. And now I've been in every episode since.
Since
8. 8. 12 episodes.
Longer than Quentin, you should pat yourself on the back.
Technically, it's 14 because there's like two of them that never went up, but.
Oh.
Longer than Quentin, you're the mainstay.
Damn. Let's just buy like a big house and we can just move a bunch of people in there and just split the rent that way.
But if you buy a house, then there's no rent.
There's no rent, yeah. Even if we pull all of our money together with however many people you're thinking of, I don't think we can buy a house.
Yeah,
I'm not here in St. George.
Guys, it'd be a YouTuber house. We'd be collabing and streaming all day. Yeah, we'd just be making content and we get to add revenue.
Then we go to LA to all the parties, and then we go to Australia, and then we go to
Poland.
I want to re-listen to that episode.
The Poland.
I think I'm going to re-listen to that episode.
It's so good. It is so good.
The Poland.
I'm listening to TMG again lately. I'll just like playing games. They're so funny. I love those guys. And, I'm so glad I have the Bone Zone episodes too.
Bone Zone. I need to listen to their pre-show somehow, Misfits. That's like a whole other podcast that I just have no.
Oh yeah, that's like their premium stuff. Huh?
Yeah,
that's the stuff they do right before the actual episode.
Mm-hmm. 2 minute pre-show.
I gotta catch up on Misfits. After a TMG podcast episode, a random Misfits episode just started playing right after. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, what's up, Fitz?"
And you know, they had a second Misfits house, but because of like Corona or something, they never recorded in it.
What?
Yeah,
bro, that's cool. The lore.
The Misfits lore is deep.
So deep.
Super.
What time is it on there, dude?
It was like 39 minutes.
Okay, we're moving along.
You just hate everything.
I have to sit here and be entertaining for an hour and it's exhausting.
Check out this lock screen I got.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What's
that?
What's this right here? Oh, but, shit, bro.
Yeah, guys, you ruined it.
So, what kind of places are you looking at so far? Are they, like, one bedroom or is it two bedroom?
I found a 55-plus community that is pretty cheap.
Go let them the senior home.
Do you think they'd let us live there? I don't think so.
If we, like, just say we're look really good for our age.
No.
We could pass off a 60.
It's a legitimate question.
No. No. Probably not. It's, people probably thought of that. And they're probably like, no, this is for old people, you degenerates. Get out of here.
Mm. I found some student housing.
Student housing?
Yeah.
Because I'm a student.
It's well, you don't cheap. Need to be a student.
It's super cheap. It's like, the house. Dude, I saw one. It was like one bedroom, one bath, for like $450 a month.
Dude, split that.
So good.
That's three. That's yeah, really good.
For three dudes in one bed?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's okay. I can just sleep on the floor. On the couch.
I'll sleep on the futon.
He's got a futon, he got a bed, I got the couch.
We should just get those bunk beds where it's all three. Bottom, middle, top.
Like at the prom house.
Yeah. If the room's tall enough, we could do it.
Dude, if that's how it's gonna be, I'll just
I'll just like sleep in the tub.
We'll just have to get mattresses like we had in Phoenix and just sleep on the floor.
I want that mattress back. It was a comfy mattress.
I hope we can get my mattress out of my house. I don't know how I'm gonna transport it. It is a soft ass mattress, dude.
Yeah, think about that. We have to like move everything. All of our shit.
I'm not gonna take everything out of my room.
I have nothing, so it's so easy.
I'm just gonna take what I need, like a couple shirts, one pair.
Couple
pants.
Shirts.
I'll bring one pair of pants for the whole week.
Bring a wife beater and a pair of boxer briefs. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Oh, I'll switch Charlie to this.
Can you let me hit?
Excuse me. I'm not moving anything around.
Fine, I'll get three jobs. Then you feel like a dick.
I'll get three jobs and I'll only be happy on Sundays when I can watch Trailer Park Boys all day. I'll
only be mildly happy on Sundays.
Yeah, because I won't be able to stay up late. Yeah. I have to go to work at 5:00 in the morning.
It's a free day, but at what cost?
So tired from working all week, sleeps until like 5 p.m., has to go to bed at 10.
I get five hours of free time a week. Yeah, it's gonna be like that, I bet.
Just write a manga.
Okay.
Just move to Japan, speak Japanese, write it in all in Japanese.
That's a great idea.
Super easy.
Maybe you can pick up Vagabond.
Yeah, finish it for
you
us.
Yeah, the art is going to be so good when I pick it up.
I can't wait to draw Musashi as a stick figure.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying earlier that I could write a manga, but I need somebody to illustrate for me.
Just write a book.
Fuck no.
Write a light novel.
Writing books so hard. I don't know how you write 200 pages or something.
Yeah. I'll be your artist.
Ow.
Well, what's your story going to be based on your life or an original story?
It's an original story about my life.
Oh. I never thought of it like that.
Basically, it's about this main character, and his name is
Adam
Saxon.
Saxon.
Who?
Saxon Hale from TF2.
Oh, because I'm so affiliated with TF2.
Yeah, I'm just gonna speedrun Red Dead 2 tonight.
That's a good idea, I think. It'll take you only, like, 20 hours?
I think you should speedrun Ghost of Tsushima for a 24-hour live stream.
Yeah, and then fall asleep midstream.
We were asking Noah what his favorite game was of all time, and he said Eyes of Heaven.
Yeah, I posed the question. I was like, Noah, what is, like, your favorite game of all time? Like, you could play it a million times over, you would never get sick of it. And he's like, well, Riders Republic. And I'm like... He's like, well, no, actually, maybe JoJo. I was like, that is an opinion. Eyes of Heaven. Playing that. Imagine playing Eyes of Heaven for the rest of your life. And that's
I wonder how many hours I have on Eyes of Heaven.
I know you have a lot. I know you have more than me.
Yeah.
Because I've only played it with you online. It's like, I haven't played any offline.
Can't you check on PS5?
Yeah, you can check.
I can check for you.
I could check for you as
well. He also said Stray. He kept bouncing between a bunch of games. He's like, I beat Stray. I like that game a lot. I could beat that game a lot.
I still have
to. And then he said, like, Warzone.
He said Warzone.
And we're like, an offline game. And then he's like,
probably practicing Warzone.
Did he say that?
Yeah. What did he call Ghost of Tsushima? What did he say? He called it something weird.
I don't know. He called it Musashi. Ghost of Musashi. Guys, can there be like a Vagabond game? Can it come in?
Probably is.
It's called Ghost of Tsushima.
It's called Ishin Like a Dragon, coming out next year.
That game's gonna be good.
There's also cool. another like samurai game. It's called like Rise of Ronin, coming out soon.
It also looks cool.
It looked very.
Isn't there a samurai fighter that came out recently, like 2 years ago? It's like a fighting game where all the characters are samurai.
Samurai Showdown?
Yeah, that's it.
I think they're on like the sixth one right now.
Something like that.
What other fighting games are there? Soul Calibur? Link is in the second one. I know that. Darth Vader and Yoda are in the fourth one.
Dude, Negan is in one of them.
He's in Tekken.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh. I just know Soul Calibur has crazy guest stars.
Like Darth Vader and Yoda.
And Link. Ezio's in one of them.
Who?
Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In which one?
I don't know. I don't play Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
I like Soul Eater.
I do, though. It's good. Jackson started with me. I'm so far ahead of him, and he's probably never going to pick it up again.
Nope. I'm watching anime.
Because man hates anime.
It's so... But to be honest, it's so boring.
Hot take?
Hot take? I have ADHD and I can't sit still while watching anything.
I feel like sitting here.
That's why manga's just better, because I can read it at my own pace and I actually read it faster than the
That's
anime.
That's why manga's
actually...
better. I can just sit still. Like, I'd be sitting still watching anime, but I'm reading.
It's less stimulating.
Dude, I actually have to follow through the pages.
I have to use my eyes.
Caden, what would you do if I just stood up and started ripping all the posters off your wall? Not say a word, just got up and started doing that.
I think you...
What if you just grabbed that and just, like, ripped it in half?
What would you do?
Your scroll.
I'll probably never talk to you again.
Over that? Podcast over.
Dude, that's cool. It's, like, vintage.
You know what's vintage? That Black Ops 2 shirt you have in your
closet. Why did you have to whisper that?
He said the N-word.
For the audio listeners, he said Black Cocks 2.
That's a good porno.
I know you said that.
It's all gay.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Cocks 2.
Anyways, I had a pretty good idea at work today for the podcast.
Okay. Halfway through it, let's just hear it now.
All right.
Almost done, let's hear it.
Ask me any question you want, and I will be 100% straight up.
Why are you going to the gym?
Why?
Why do you go to the gym?
I want a small waist.
Okay. Why don't we just do that with all of us? Let's just be super truthful right now.
Let's just stop lying to each other, guys.
what are you talking about, man?
Yeah. The Caden you know is all fake. Behind the scenes.
God, this is your persona? This is who you want to portray?
Trey. Believe it or not, yes. I actually despise anime. My alter ego is Weeb Killer.
That'd be cooler than this shit.
Just kidding. I love otaku
stuff. What are some hard-hitting questions, then? For either of y'all.
Dude. I said that, now I can't think of questions. So ask. Questions, you'll be 100% truthful.
Mm-hmm. Why? You're going to ask a hard one?
I'm thinking about some controversial stuff.
Say it.
Okay.
Trigger warning or no?
Guys, trigger warning?
Okay. Scary.
Trigger warning?
I did that. I thought you did.
I don't know how to word this question, but do you, like, known that there's, like, similarities between Tristan and Lainey. Kinda.
Is that, like, your type?
Dude, I would have to say so.
Is that what you're trying to ask?
Yeah, like, it's... Like, you have a specific type. Because they... When you first told me you got with Lainey and I saw her at the graduation practice, she literally looked like Tristan for a second. Like, the way she was dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not saying it's a bad thing, but...
Yeah. Definitely into goth girls, I would say.
Well, I've done that.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I had.
That's pretty controversial, and I'm offended.
Do you actually... do you actually want another woman in your life at this moment?
Or... okay. Do you... okay, I got it. No, answer his questions.
Ask it again.
Do you actually want a woman in your life, like, right now?
Okay. Yes, but no. Like, there's times where, like, I want to be in a relationship. I want to, like, love someone and give them attention. And there's other times where I'm just like, I don't really want it. So it's kind of like on and off. Like, I want one, but I don't. So I don't really know where I'm at. Like, I'm just letting life take me where it is. Like, I'm texting girls, but I, like, I don't know. Just letting things happen naturally. Dude, I'm not really going
out. I want to see your game.
My game?
Yeah.
It's probably a lot better than Sam's, I can guarantee you.
If I have to say anything about his game, and if I even think I saw it, like, in Phoenix when he was talking to Kate, it's just normal Caden. It's just Caden being himself, and he's just lucky that the other girl likes him back.
Shit. That's the best way, I guess.
I mean, just...
I guess, you know, yeah. To be honest, though, he does get a little bit more funny. I think he does get a little bit more funny.
Guys, am I not funny right now? No. I'm only funny when I'm with women.
Yeah.
What's your hard-hitting question?
Are you serious about the banging shit?
No, I'm not.
Really?
If I'm being honest, no. Like, okay. It's just a bit.
It's just a huge ongoing joke. It's
like, gay equals funny. That's why I say it.
Okay.
I mean, we're being honest here. No, like, that seems painful. Like, I'm not
into Have you that. Tried it?
No. Is what you said about you
actually... You told a lie. You just told a lie.
What?
Try it? Is what you've said about you like trying things like that true or not? Or were you just making that up and just making us believe?
When did I say I tried stuff like that?
I remember you saying that once at the party.
I remember you saying some, I remember hearing some things.
Maybe we should bring that up on the podcast.
That was a lie.
Really? You're fucking dick?
I haven't done like anything crazy. I'm not into pegging, even though it's part of Caden's
lore.
Ideology yeah. Now. Or as who's known as. But no.
Nobody has questions for me, guys.
I'm trying to think. Give me a second. Okay. Ponder. Dun. I'm thinking. I'm charging up the thoughts. I have a question for Alex. Why is the gun hanging out of your mouth?
This is like a hook, and it's hooked onto my teeth, and it's cool.
I can look.
He's actually gonna blow his brains out right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no!
I have a question for you, Jackson.
Okay.
I said I have no.
Oh.
I'm just
an open book. Everybody knows everything.
I'm trying to think. Well, I feel like...
Do you care about your image?
Clearly not, dude. Look at how he goes out dressed as. Look at his hair.
I'm curious about this answer.
He goes out in chunks.
Why do you guys mean... Is it bad how I dress?
Like, listen, just answer the question. Like, just answer the question. Do you care about your image?
Like, how I... Like, how I dress, how...
How you dress, how you do your hair, how you, like...
perceive you.
How you, like, have... Yeah, get your hygiene. Yeah.
Well, one, I feel like I have good hygiene. Two...
Everything except for flushing the toilet.
Okay. I'll admit, that's a problem, but besides that, it's pretty good.
It's an easy problem to fix, something easy. You just...
Yes, I admit, I need to work on it, okay?
Just do it. No working, just
okay,
do it.
I'll do it, okay. But besides that, I'd say I have pretty good hygiene, but like image-wise, I don't know, I just put on shorts, pick a shirt out I like for the day. I mean, my hair, it's short, I don't like spiking it up anymore, so I just let it hang in my face and... I think it looks all right, so I don't really care what other people think. I just dress up for the day and do my thing.
So you don't really care about your image, then?
No.
Okay.
I won't say I look like a slob, but I don't know. I just don't really care.
You're just kind of there.
I'm just existing.
Okay.
Do you guys care about your guys' image?
Yes,
more than you, but not by a lot.
Probably more than both of you.
I do.
Honestly.
What are you trying to say?
Is that our beef right now? Like, are you saying I don't care about myself? Like,
all right, I think it's been an hour, guys. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, I can't take this. This is getting too controversial. I'm coming out now, saying I'm leaving the anime podcast.
He's coming out.
coming out of the closet as well.
One of us should go transgender like Toby.
Who? Like Toby on the telly.
Nobody, Kaden. Nobody.
Toby from Good Luck Charlie.
No!
On the telly.
John on the radio.
Some
Misfits. Lord, give me some sugar, you. Baby. Give me some sugar.
Another Misfits thing.
You gotta, like, listen to them. They're good.
That's, like, a part of me, dude.
Yeah.
I am Misfits.
I am a Misfit of heart. Do you wear wigs?
What?
Do you wear wigs?
No, I do not.
Have you worn wigs?
No, I have not.
Will you wear wigs?
Maybe.
When will you wear wigs?
That's probably like the funniest like Q&A I've ever seen in my life. It's so funny.
Maybe.
You know what's funny about that is it's like his co-star, but Elijah Wood can't see who's asking him the questions. So he doesn't know it's like his co-star. So he's just like staring at like a blank TV when he's answering that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found that out like a few weeks
That's
ago.
That's funny.
Like he doesn't know who's answering these questions. And he's just like super weirded out that he keeps asking about wigs.
Kane, I know we talk about this all the time. And I know we talk about this. But like, when did you really stop caring?
That is a good question to ask everybody, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
You guys just...
We'll go down... Okay, what?
Go ahead.
I'll answer...
Okay,
I'll
answer my question and then ask.
What was the question?
When did you stop caring?
Like, for real.
Probably 03.
You were born?
Yeah, I just gave up.
I didn't care anymore. I didn't care about being stronger than Kakarot.
Gave up on what?
You know what. In general.
Like, you are not the same person you were when I met you.
Like,
when did you...
You picked in middle school.
When did you transition?
Yes,
to
we know this fact.
When did you transition to you now?
Like, obsessed with anime and manga? Is that what you're asking?
Sure.
Freaking sophomore year, I don't know. End of sophomore year.
What about you?
This is when I started watching Naruto that summer, before junior year. I don't know.
I still care about everything.
I stopped
caring when I got into a relationship, which was my downfall. And now that I'm out of it again, I care more again, which I can say.
Well, I get senior year. I didn't care about anything my senior year. After Phoenix, I'm enjoying life now. But then pretty much earlier, I was just like, I don't care at all. I'd skip class. I pretty much never go to school. I'd always sleep in. My mom would get on my ass. I almost didn't graduate because I was failing so many classes because I hated school so much. It made me so depressed. So, yeah.
Nice.
That was my downfall, I guess.
And you?
Or when I didn't care.
Sometime in 2020.
And you haven't cared since?
I'm sure I have. But majority, no.
What was your question? You wanted to ask us something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I forgot, but now I remember.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Is there anyone in the friend group that you guys, like, actually, like, can't stand, but Logan. You play?
I know he'll never see this. Honestly, Quentin.
Dude, I haven't talked to that dude in so long. I really don't know him anymore.
Yeah.
And Kason. Actually, they're not even our friend group. This doesn't even count, guys.
Our friend group is like us three plus Sam.
Yeah. And I don't... I love...
Okay, all guys, I guess... So. Mine 3-5, what it used to be. With like Kobe and everyone.
Quentin and Kason. Just them.
Obama.
Obama.
Remember Trippy Red was in our group?
Remember, yeah.
Obama. He was there.
Yeah, he was.
He's an OG member.
Ow! Okay, that was a good question. More? Hello?
I'm trying to think. You asked.
Alright, I got one.
Okay.
Who's your guys' favorite?
Out of the whole, like, out of mine 3-5 or, like, us, like, plus Sam?
Definitely not Sam. Kidding. Who's our favorite?
It switches.
Really, to be honest with you guys, it switches around. Probably right now it's Sam, because I just spend so much time with him as of late, because we're always going to school together and
shit. I mean, it's just, it depends on who I'm with.
Yeah.
Junior year was him, senior year was you, because we hung out all the time.
Freshman and sophomore year was you, definitely. Junior year was Caden. Senior year was none of you guys, because I, to be honest, I barely hung out with y'all.
Yeah.
And then this year was Sam. I found a text. I found a screenshot from one of the chats of you, like, just shitting on me because I don't hang out with you guys.
Facts.
You, like, shit on me, and then you leave the group chat. It's a whole line of your text that says Caden left.
I was like, I'm going to drop this controversial bombshell. I'm out.
Yep, pretty much.
Wasn't there a time where we just were, like... I remember there was a time where all of us were just, like, getting mad at each other, or we were, like, dissing you or someone, and everyone was, like, chiming back at each other. Do you guys remember that
at all?
That shit happened all the time. That was, like, old time. No, that chat's dead. Been dead for
a
while.
Well, last year, you guys were all getting on to me about, like, how I don't spend time with you guys. And then,
what do you think about that?
Well, my argument was, like, I wanted to spend time with you guys, but nobody else really made an effort to make time with me. And then you guys would get mad at me that I wouldn't spend time with you guys when nobody would actually make effort to do anything. Mm. So it was kind of annoying. And it didn't really bother me until, like, Ryan, like, jokingly kicked me from the entire group chat. And I was like, hey, fucking whatever. See y'all. And you can see in my week reviews, they stopped posting for, like, a good 3 months. Because I just got off social media for, like, 3 months last year.
Your weekly posts are consistent now. I remember a time it was shocking to see you do one.
I have 42 now.
I have so many. So many.
I keep them all count. But yeah.
I think I have over 150 because I've been doing it since sophomore year.
So I started doing it my start of senior year.
It's just like, I used to do it for people to, like, see what I was doing, but I just do it for myself now. It was like a time capsule thing, like, what I was into at the time. I think
as well.
I look forward to posting every Sunday and, like, writing what I did that week.
Because it's like
a few weeks later, going back and being like, I remember that. That was a good week.
It's like a journal. It's like a recap of everything.
Instead of writing, like, in a physical journal, I just, because you can put, like, videos and, yeah, it's nice. Nice little time capsule. Good job, Instagram.
Captures all the photos and videos and the words. I was doing daily journals in my notes for a while over the summer. But I stopped doing those when I went to Phoenix. I went to extreme detail on a lot of things in there, and there's a lot of just some, like, photos I put down. I thought about starting that again, but I don't know. I think it might be bad to reflect on everything.
Bad?
Sometimes I just do things that make me feel shitty about myself.
I'm trying to think of another question to ask you guys. The cogs, they're turning. What do I say? Slowly but surely. Come on, guys. Where are your questions?
Dude.
You're hitting us with the good questions. I'm just waiting to listen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... My questions are kind of mid. I'm just...
You've been shooting before, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's never been.
I remember...
Weird.
I remember not seeing Alex for, like, the better part of a year in junior year, because you just only hung out with Tristan.
That's true. That's
about right.
That's facts.
I, like, you just weren't existing in my life at that point.
The first half of junior year.
I'm curious about that time. Did you hang out with her, like, every day?
Dude. Yeah.
Because I never saw you. I would see you, like, at school sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, rare at that point.
The first half of junior year, it was me, you, Quentin. Like, in my life, it was you, Quentin, and TT. And then the second half of junior year, it was, like, pretty much just you and TT. Like,
yep.
Me, you, and Quentin hung out so much and did so much together the first half of my junior year.
Yeah, we really, like, I thought about that. We did, like, stuff pretty much...
Nearly daily.
Daily, all the way up until December, and then after that... I can't really remember after December. I just remember Quentin wasn't hanging out with us as much.
We're reminiscing about these times that have passed. In, like, 5 years, we're going to reminisce about this. Because we won't do it anymore.
We're going to reminisce about...
And we're going to be like, remember when we did that?
Remember when we used to do that podcast? Man, I hated it. Oh.
I'll say that.
I know you will. I'll be like...
He will say it.
If we're all alive still.
I'll probably... I'll see. 5 years. What? I probably won't be here.
Where you mean, like, in St. George?
already told you guys. Actually, I better not disclose that on the podcast.
I think you're okay. You said you're doing better. You should just reevaluate things.
I am doing better. But I can say that. But I love life right now, guys.
So, I already told Caden about this, but I had this weird dream. So if you remember from NHK, do you remember his senpai with like the black hair? She got married to that one guy, the school therapist.
Dude, she's a baddie, damn.
Yeah. So she kind of reminded me of Britain when I was reading through it, and I like read like 5 chapters one night and then went to sleep, and then I had a dream where I was dating Britain. It was so fucking weird, and like it was also like her uncle was part of the Seven.
The Seven.
So like the whole thing was like I was like with Britain. It was weird.
Cool.
Is there a part of you that wishes you were with Britain?
No. Actually, deep down, probably somewhere. Yeah, somewhere. I wanted her so bad at the fucking time,
dude.
I literally dissed Delaney Barnes for her.
There was a part of me that, like a long time ago, I don't feel this way now, but a long time ago, I wanted to be with Kira, like, so bad. I thought, like, I wanted to marry her, dude. I really wanted to spend our life together.
I know.
It all went downhill when I confessed my love at the beginning of the summer here.
Yep.
And now she's dating some handsome
Samoan.
Sue-wee! Yeah, to you. Sue-wee, that's like cowboy.
Sue-wee, mama! Sue-wee, mama!
Oh.
Surely it's been an hour now.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying talking.
Yeah, but we can't do it. Like, can we?
What?
We've had
episodes that go in like an hour.
We've had episodes that have reached 2 hours.
Right. Let's go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying asking controversial hot take questions gone sexual.
What's your guys' favorite position?
Definitely the normal one.
What's the fucking normal one?
Missionary.
Yeah, I'll say missionary, though, to be honest.
We're trying to disclose this on the podcast.
I'm always on top,
it's just like,
so I don't really care too much.
It's just like intimate. You guys are facing each other. It's just, I love it.
It's nice. You lock eyes, you just
stare at her with that Sigma stare, like
it's booby. Basic.
You
but
can
it's
grab
good.
Booby.
Yeah, that's true. It gets the job done.
Put face in booby. Like, it's all you need.
There's booby right there.
Ask for tits.
Tits. I've always been to.
I'd probably say tits.
Yes. Winning.
Like, three like-minded brain cells.
That's right.
Like the ass, it's important, but the tits, like if it's just the right size, not too big, not too small, just the right size. It's nice. You can't compete.
No.
You cannot compete with that.
Okay, but like dick or balls.
Have you guys been with someone that has nipple piercings?
No.
Because I have.
I know you have.
Who?
Kate. Phoenix.
I think nipple piercings are super
hot. Me too.
Why?
It was interesting.
Guys, it's gone sexual.
It seems literally like it would hurt.
Dude, it probably does hurt really bad.
It's super sensitive, just ah!
Oh, I could never do it, dude.
You get like getting a tip piercing.
Yeah. Oh. Imagine getting it.
You get like a ring in your urethra.
Through the hole.
I reckon there's people out there who've
100%.
Pierced their penis.
Of course there are.
Everything's been done.
Dude, Nobu probably has it pierced.
No?
Nobu?
Yeah.
Probably Sheen, dude.
Probably, dude.
He gets it. Dude. He get them a little women.
Sheen is so cool, dude.
For a second, I was like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Sorry, we're talking about Nana. We're talking about Peak here.
So.
I think Nana is the best romance manga I've ever read.
Really?
I think Nana is probably the pinnacle of romance.
I don't think there's anything better in the romance genre than Nana.
It's literally, it depicts romance so well. Like, I feel like I'm there with them. Like, it happened. The story
the characters are so good. It's so good.
You need to pick it up after you're done reading whatever you read.
Bleach? Berserk?
Yeah, reading Berserk again.
Remember, there was a time, you're probably still like this, but instead of watching or doing new stuff, you would just rewatch old stuff.
Yeah,
like
to reread Vagabond. Probably gonna read
Fire Punch. Literally watching Trailer Park Boys again right now.
Yeah.
One of the last times we got together, you were watching Breaking Bad. You were like on season 4.
I'm on season 5 now.
Oh, I've thought about rewatching
that. I mean, I technically almost have rewatched it with Logan.
And we started in Phoenix. We made it to season 4. I don't know how he hasn't finished it. It's so good.
I mean, I've seen pretty much all of AOT twice. And I've seen all of JoJo Part 4 twice. I've seen Part 1 twice.
You know, I've only read Berserk once.
I remember you started...
You were almost going to reread it.
Yep. I think the only anime I've, like, watched again was AOT, when I watched it with my mom and my sister. But other than that, I just move on to the next thing. I don't really...
It's so fun rereading. I love it.
I mean, I can see it. Like, you're just... you're waiting for, like, that thing to happen. You're like... I can see that.
One thing.
Like, you're reading Berserk, you're like, oh, I'm at this part. I can't wait to see panel again.
Mm-hmm. I think I could. That's my ADHD talking again. I just can't fucking sit still and watch things I've already seen a million times.
I'm so curious how Nana is going to, quote unquote, be wrapped up in these last three volumes, because there's so much going on right now.
Dude, it's on hiatus. Forever. It doesn't wrap up.
It will never
wrap up. But I want somewhat of a conclusion. Because I know
Vagabond, that's got to be the worst thing about Nana, is that there is no end.
That's got to be like the worst thing about
Vagabond.
Any manga that's on hiatus.
That is easily worst thing about Vagabond. Easily, dude. Everything else is so good, but there's just no fucking ending.
I mean, there could be hope. Hunter x Hunter manga was on hiatus for like, I think, a decade, and it's coming back now.
Damn. Hunter x Hunter fans.
Hunter x Hunter's coming back?
Yeah, the reason it took a hiatus is because the mangaka, like, he was having such bad back issues. Like, he has to lay in bed all day. Like, he can't get up. But he started posting on...
It's fucked up.
He started posting on Twitter, like, him picking it back up, and it's supposed to come back, so...
You think he's going to pick it up?
I don't know if he has any health issues or if he just doesn't want to pick it back
up. He just likes basketball.
Did Real come out before Vagabond? Like, is Vagabond his, like, latest work? I don't know. Because I know Slam Dunk and Real, they're finished. They have conclusions, but Vagabond do not.
Dude, such bullshit.
Slam Dunk
shows
its age. Like,
really?
You read that, it is like reading something. Like, you're living in the 90s reading right now. Like, it is... The art style is just so...
I think it was, like, one of his first ones. I think it was, like, his third one. Because he has, like, some other mangas that are, like, pretty niche. No one, like, knows them. About them, like, they're pretty underground.
Like Vagabond?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never
heard, of that. Actually, I have volume one. I've been thinking about picking it up.
Dog.
Okay, controversial question. Who's the best girl in Rent-A-Girlfriend?
Definitely not Misahara.
Rukia.
Rukia?
Ruka?
From what I've seen of the first 12 episodes of the show.
Ruka's kind of a bitch. Dude, honestly...
Sumi-chan.
Now, what's the new one's name?
I don't... You know better than any of us.
You.
What's
her name?
Kind of caught up.
It's... I don't know, but there's like a cat girl now.
A cat girl? Isn't she like a streamer?
I don't know.
Some streamer girl.
This is a terrible question, Caden. Why'd you hit us with this question?
Yeah, this...
I was trying to think of something. You guys aren't presenting any questions, so I just kind of pulled that out of my ass.
Super shitty. Get out of here.
Okay.
I have a really good one, but I'm not going to say it.
Do you actually love Kingdom Hearts, or is it just nostalgia?
I like it.
Okay.
I'm into it. I mean, I get it. It's not for everyone, but I grew up on it, and I still like it. Into the storyline. So, yes, I genuinely like Kingdom Farts. Do you genuinely love Pokemon? Because it's kind of the same thing, I've realized.
I mean, nothing really changes. I can't really say that I have nostalgia for it, because I didn't really grow up with it.
Yeah.
I don't get your guys' Pokemon hype, dude. It's so fucking boring. It's like... I just don't get it at all. The
It's okay. I mean, I don't get Hotline Miami or anything.
How?
See? Yeah, we're just... it's just we don't understand. I don't know.
You're just like when not... someone doesn't like your game, you're like, why? You should like it. You should like what I like.
I don't know. I can't really explain to you why I love Pokemon. I just do. And you can't... Like, I'm just not into, like, the top-down...
Yeah, it's like me trying to explain to you guys why I like Kingdom Hearts. You're not going to care.
Yeah.
So, it's like, why even bother explaining it? Just... What's a game we all like?
GTA.
Fall Guys.
Yeah, kind of.
I thought about trying the PS5 expansion of GTA, but I realized no one's going to play with me.
Don't.
No, because then we'll never be able to play with Alex again.
Yeah.
Sam can never play with us ever again, because we still all have the PS4 version.
It's not like we're ever going to play that horrible game ever again.
Okay, here's a question for Alex.
What?
When are you getting a PS5?
I thought about getting one, like, a couple days ago, but...
I feel like it's definitely a lot easier to get one, because freaking I got one with hardly even trying.
But then I remembered...
I have to move out.
Yeah.
It's well worth the upgrade.
Yeah, dude. I couldn't imagine being in Phoenix with my fucking PS4. That would have been so ass.
PS5. Why?
Dude, it's so slow. And yeah. Then it's so fast. The graphics look good. I'm glad I made the upgrade.
The longest, PS4 is super, super,
it's just like,
super slow.
It's like you have the PS4
Pro. Mine was literally like base PS4, so dude, I was struggling hard.
The Pro is still so fucking slow.
Dude, it's just like the biggest quality of life upgrade ever.
Seriously.
Unless you're just jumping straight to PC.
I think that's my next big purchase. Either a house or a PC. Or...
I want a PC so
or
bad.
Or a 12-gauge.
It's like...
It's either going to be a house or a 12-gauge, dude.
It's like I want a PC, but I literally only want one for mods on games.
I want one so I can play a bunch of different games.
You
can play PC Black Ops 1 games. Through 4. You can play all the old CODs. You can play all these old Final Fantasies. Yeah. You can play
pretty much
any game ever made.
Plus the mods.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like, when I think, like, when I want a PC, I'm like, the first thing I do if I get a PC is BO3 mods, World at War mods, custom apps. I've been dying to play custom zombies since I was a kid, dude. I've watched custom maps on YouTube, like, people play them. I'm like, why can't they put this on console? I want it!
PC is just, like, everything. Mm-hmm. It's not only just gaming. You have the internet.
Dude, you can emulate anything.
Emulators.
I know there's a PS... It's like PSX. It's like just a PS2.
I have that on the Razer phone, PSX.
Yeah. Just a PlayStation emulator.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's just... That's the best gaming thing you're gonna have.
Just, there's so many components to it, and I'm just so not tech-savvy with the whole PC thing, so I hope it
helped me pick out, like, all the pieces I need, and they're all in my Amazon cart. I just need the money to purchase them.
Yeah, I would need someone to, like, break me down what, like, thing to get. Like, what's the best thing? Best graphics card? Whatever.
Give me some more questions.
You guys get... I can't think! My questions suck!
Your questions are good. Bad?
No, they're not.
You only had one bad one.
What, rent a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys like Popeyes?
I love Popeyes.
I think Popeyes is best fast food. That's my hot take.
No.
Easily.
No.
See? He knows what I'm talking about.
No.
What's your
What do you think is better than Popeyes? Fast food wise.
Whataburger.
It might be Whataburger, dude.
Yeah. Better than Popeyes, dude.
You don't know. It is...
It's just a hamburger, right?
No, there's like burgers, chicken, breakfast. But like, they're burgers. Like
They're burgers.
They're jalapeno burgers.
Oh. Better than chicken Popeyes.
Cinnamon rolls.
Spicy.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's better, but they're like the top. They're the same for me.
I respect it.
I think I'd rather eat Whataburger than Popeyes, to be honest. It's a controversial take, guys.
Yeah, controversial.
We don't like your kind around here, boy.
We only eat Popeyes lemonade.
Why don't you take your black ass across the river?
We're gonna get canceled now.
I'll do it myself.
What did you name the last episode?
We love manga.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna call this one "We're Moving Out."
Getting deep with the boys.
We're moving out, and I'll name it
We're moving out and getting in deep.
We're moving out and getting in deep with each other.
Oh, deep and dead.
Deeper with the deep.
Deeper, yes. How I escaped the church of
how I met the collective. Your mother.
Okay, guys.
I've been thinking about picking a Malcolm in the Middle for Bryan Cranston.
I have too. I'm not gonna.
I see so many clips on TikTok.
I thought about picking it up on Soap today because I just want to see Bryan Cranston be funny, wacky dad.
It'd be so weird.
I only know him as Walter White. So yeah. Guys.
It's like, yeah, it's like typecasting where like an actor plays a different role, but they're so iconic for that one role you can't view him as anything else. Like Daniel Radcliffe with Harry Potter. He's only Harry Potter in my eyes. Same with Walter White.
Isn't he the bad guy in Now You See Me Too?
He's the bad guy in the new like rom-com with...
What's her name?
It's the guy that was in 21 Jump Street. What's his name?
Channing Tatum.
And
he's a bad
Sandra
guy.
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. Sandra Bullock movies are...
Really Dude, good. The Blind Side is a really good movie.
Yeah, it is. I love Sandra Bullock movies. I watched this movie of hers like in the 90s called The Net. And it's like... She's like this computer programmer, and she goes on vacation, and then she gets her identity stolen, and they like hack all her shit, and so it's like she like never lived in her home, and she's like gets taken to prison because she's like breaking and entering in her own home, and like she gets her whole entire identity stolen, and she has to fight for her back. It's kind of interesting, but it's like a really cheesy 90s movie. But The Blind Side.
Okay, let's talk about The Thing.
Can you watch The Thing? It's like so good.
It is so good, dude.
I was gonna watch Marriage Story last night.
Ooh, that's a good one too, man.
Because I want to see all the awesome and funny clips.
Every day I wake up and it. Talk your shit.
Dude, Adam Driver's so good in that movie.
I just had sex and I'm gonna make nachos.
I love Adam Driver. He is Sigma. Right, guys?
Kurt Russell in that movie, Sigma.
Kurt Russell's?
In The Thing.
He is so Sigma. Kurt was like in The Marriage Story. Huh?
Yeah, Kurt Russell. He makes an appearance and he time warps from 1982 The Thing. And he's like, guys, we gotta escape. It's coming after us.
Dude, we were watching The Thing and Lainey said that I look like Kurt Russell because of my hair. I lost my mind. I was so excited, dude.
Dude, isn't there like a remake of The Thing and it's like shitty?
Yes.
Well, and they like make a CGI monster instead of like it's like
well, it's not a remake,
practical.
The
prequel.
Or it's like a
2011 The Thing is a prequel with the same name to the 1982 prequel, which is a remake of the 1950s
The Thing from Outer Space.
Yep.
Which is based on the book.
Yes.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. It's from like the '20s or something.
It's called Who Goes There?
Dude, yep. My cousin was telling
me. The Thing lore right here.
Dude, I've seen that movie so many times, and the mystery is still so good.
The Thing?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it a bunch when I was younger.
You said you wanted to watch it because you never seen it before.
I know I did not. I said we should watch it because it's a good movie. We should watch it, you know.
Who got the blood, though? Who destroyed the blood? Remember? Because the doctor's like, the blood sample will, like, and then... Because that guy was the only one with the keys, but he was never assimilated.
I don't know. I found out the other day that there's a Thing sequel that's a PS2 game.
Yeah, Jerma played it. It's so good.
Yeah, you guys
he's so funny. Yeah.
Apparently, my cousin was telling me that it was either the game or there's a comic, too, that, like, wherever Kurt Russell goes, his character, I think, is... It's like Mac, right?
MacReady.
Yeah. Wherever he goes, there's a thing that always follows him. Like, anywhere
he
goes...
He dies at the end of the movie, though.
That's, like, assumed.
So he doesn't?
Yeah. Apparently, in, like, the comic, he somehow survives. Lord knows how. And, like, everywhere he goes in the world, it follows him. And he, like, tries to kill it, and he, like, gets on a boat... And, like, in the middle of the ocean to try to, like, get away from it. And it falls in there. And so he, like, jumps off the boat, hits his head on a rock, and, like, drowns.
Are you serious? Yeah. Who wrote that?
I don't know.
I thought it was your phone.
Grandma. Or Grandpa.
Guys, let me take this call. Keep discussing The Thing.
Thing.
Hello.
He hits his head on a rock and dies. That's how his character ends. Is it canon?
I don't know if it's canon, but when when my cousin was explaining it to me, I was like, that is so weird.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
He survives all that shit just to hit his head on a rock and drown.
Yeah. He had to get away. He's like, the only way I can get away from this thing is if I kill myself. So I'm gonna hit my head on a rock and drown.
So the thing just takes over the world?
Yep. I don't know. I haven't read the comic, and I probably don't plan to.
Yeah, this is a crap. I mean, it sounded cool at the beginning. It follows him all over the world. That's sick. And then you said
that. Yeah. Whoever wrote that comic, you were doing really good until you just happened.
Until you fucked it up at the end. You fucking prick.
I watched the kill count for the prequel, the 2011 one, and I learned that they actually made, like,
practical effects, yeah.
But the director just chose to use CGI.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. The practical effects are good, too.
Yeah, like, when I was watching it with them, I was like, these practical effects still hold up, and it's creepy, the designs.
Dude, on the 1882 one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the,
it's
the,
good.
The head, and like, the legs that pop out.
Yeah, it's that's
creepy.
Cool. It still holds up.
I think so.
It looks better than it looks better than the fucking CGI one.
Yep. My mom is not a fan of that movie. I watched it a few years back with her as well. I think I told her, I was like, Mom, let's watch this movie. And she's like, I don't like the practical effects. It looks cringe. I'm like, Mom just doesn't understand. She doesn't understand good horror.
I love body horror. Have you seen Tusk?
No, but I heard a Tusk 2.
Yeah, Tusk 2 is coming out, dude. That's going to be so weird.
I don't even know what Tusk is about. I've heard of it, but I don't...
It's fucked up. I'm not going to tell you.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
When did it come out?
I don't know. Recent enough where it doesn't look like crap.
What's Tusk?
It's just old... It's just a body horror movie where this guy gets, like, surgically... crafted into a walrus. Like, let me show you screenshots.
Okay. Yeah. I saw on Instagram. No. Yeah, it was Instagram. Tusk 2 was coming. I was like, awesome. I love Tusk. I'm a Tusk lover.
Came out in 2014. Look. That's what he looks like. He has to live like that. The movie ends with him... like, being visited by his girlfriend, and she throws him a fish, and he comes out of his little hole, and he just lives the rest of his life as this.
It's a walrus. So it's a horror movie?
Yeah.
He kills people like that?
No, he gets turned into that. That guy turns him into that. This is what he looked like before.
What the hell? It's weird.
Yeah. It's a weird, weird movie, dude.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Seems like it. Is it, like, on a streaming service, or...?
I just watched it on Sub today.
Oh. Hmm.
I caught up on Demonic Heartbreak.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
I like it. It's fucking cool.
It's really cool.
It's fucking good.
I remember when you were reading that, when you were here, I was like, I need to get on that as well.
You should. They're after that. They're after, like, Pet Shop's, like, brother.
Pet Shop's, like, cousin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pet Shop's cousin.
Yep. It's a parrot. And it, like, can replay, like, events in history if you hear its voice.
Yeah.
Like, a whole horse and Josuke got attacked by it. And
they were, like, in a subway tunnel.
Yeah, and then a helicopter starts flying down the subway tunnel, shooting them, like a genocide from Vietnam.
Yeah, and it, like, starts killing
a bunch of civilians. Yeah, it starts killing people.
Killing. It look like, it makes you think that they're all dying, but they're actually all okay, and it's, like, just making you think that, and it, like, makes you just freak out, because it's so scary.
So is it, like, a hallucination that makes you see?
Kind of. It's, like,
a projection of something?
Yeah, it's, like, a projection.
Yeah.
It's not real... But it's like,
but you feel
so
it.
Yeah, and
feel
you feel
all of it. If you get, like, shot, you feel that shit.
Like, Whole Horse gets his hand shot by one of, like, the bullets, and it, like, fucking,
it just blows his hand apart,
and he's like, ah!
Yeah.
Does Josuke fix his hand?
No, Josuke was chasing after.
Yeah, Josuke was chasing after the guy that's, like, sending Pet Shop's cousin after everybody.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's interesting.
All
I like
before
it.
Part 4.
It's really
I'll
cool. The art is good too. I like the art style of this.
This
guy is.
It's super good.
The horse looks so good, dude.
Whole Horse looks awesome.
Oh, it's so cool.
I still wish Araki would have decided to make Whole Horse a member.
Wait. Doesn't Whole Horse shoot the cousin parrot? He does, doesn't he?
I'm gonna piss again.
He's, like, on the bridge after that attack, and he's like, oh, there
it
is.
Oh, he does. Yeah, because he was like, he was reminiscing on, like, the old lady that was like, please, like, we need to find him. He's mm-hmm. like, we want him back. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to kill it. And he, like, shoots it. So I don't know if it, like, dies, because it kind of just ends there, and, like, Josuke finds the guy, and his grandpa comes and, like, arrests him.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it's going to go now, since they, like, figured that all out. But we still have, like, the subplot with Kakumin's cousin.
So thought, is it a stand?
What do you mean?
Remember the comic book stand, Toth, Thoth? How do you pronounce it?
Huh? Oh, are you talking about the part manga? Through
stand? Yeah, the manga that predicts the future. What's it called?
I guess
dude,
it's,
I don't know.
I guess it's kind of isn't because it picked Kakuin's cousin now, and she has it, and now it's like selling her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? Boingo or Boingo?
I don't know.
It's one of them. It's the littler guy. Obviously, he's like.
I think it's Boingo because it's whole horse.
I think it's Boingo. He's fucking.
Copy.
He's back to itch, dude. He needs his manga back.
Yeah, he's like an addict.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. You need to catch up on it.
Yeah. It is really nice.
Okay. I'll read it after Nana.
You can, like, catch up in, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, I watched episode 13 of part 6. I was going to read through.
I need to finish the last two.
I was going to read through 24, because even though it's coming out super slow, dude, it's animated so good. It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
I came to the decision. I'm just going to watch all part 6 when the last batch comes out, because I like binging.
So. Lenny was talking about how the character designs look different, though. Like, they look weird.
I think the faces look weird. I think they do look a little different, but I don't think it looks weird. I think I like it. It's like a nice, it's like an anime change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how it is usually for most manga. Like, the art style is like it's like supposed to be like the original, but it's slightly different for anime.
Because I also noticed, I looked up NHK anime, and the anime, like the characters in the anime look a lot more different than they do in the manga.
Yeah, after I finished watching it, I was like curious about the manga, because I didn't know there was a manga. I thought it was just like anime only, and like the girl... The manga, I can't remember her name. She looks different in the manga.
Yeah, they.
I was very curious about that.
Mm.
I know that's how it was for part 5, because I saw people comparing part 5. Like, the manga, the way they look is different in the anime.
True. Yeah.
So. David Productions, good job.
Why won't Lexi just read part 6?
Why won't
we kept like joking about it, and we were like, "We're gonna spoil it for you," and she's like, "No, no, no."
Dude, I'm about ready to end.
Huh?
I'm about ready to end it.
You're about ready to end it?
Yeah.
That's all right. Any last questions we got to ask each other?
Nope.
I got a question for you guys. Are you gonna be here next week for these viewers, we can make another podcast.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks. Well, I'm going to be turning back the clock forward, and you'll see us next week on Thursday.
Hello, welcome back to the Misfits. G'day, what do you say? G'day, what dost thou say?
G'day, it's me, the Misfit.
Oh, damn, I was wearing a Misfit shirt today, but I didn't.
Okay, well, I guess if you guys are ready for the end of the episode, we can call it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. This is a little bit of a longer one, but I think this was a good one. I like this one.
I like this one, too.
Yeah.
I'll come up with the title, but after this, we're going to look for apartments, and we're going to move in tonight.
Okay.
So, you won't see this location anymore. Sorry, guys.
And this was deeper. Good night, everybody.
Yep.
Okay. Like, comment, subscribe. You guys know what to do. Bye.